Although school's out and it's technically the off-season, many youth sports camps are in full swing this week. Hundreds of kids in Southeast Idaho have registered for different camps. I went to Madison High School to check out this year's Mickey D's basketball camp.
Right now we have 61 players here in the morning, which is great numbers for us. That's more than what we had last year at this time. It gives us an opportunity as coaches. We've got 9 coaches here right now that get to be able to instruct and teach the way that we want it done, right? And so, like, right now, for example, we're in different stations. I've got an offensive group. We're doing some dribbling technique over there, taking some charges, different things like that. So then we'll get into some 5-on-5 and do some shooting drills and have fun with it.
That's Travis Schwab, the head coach of the Madison boys varsity basketball team. He says the main focus of the camp is having a good time.
For us, it's about having fun, but at the same time, teaching some correct principles and doing some things that we want to do.
The camp has been around for more than 30 years. Coach Hawkins, the previous coach at Madison High, held the All-American Sports Camp for 29 years, and then the Chickas family, who owned the local McDonald's, decided to sponsor the camp. Mark Williams is 17 years old, and I had a chance to chat with him briefly on the sidelines while he was on a water break.
Is this your first time at the camp?
No, I've been here since like second grade about every year.
What do you like about it?
Well, it's pretty nice because our school puts it on and like the coaches got to recognize us and stuff. So that's really convenient for us. And it's just a good camp to play basketball in and have fun and all that.
So what's it like playing for Coach Schwab?
He's a fun dude, really likes basketball, knows a lot of stuff, and good at teaching us, so it's good.
Great. So what are you looking forward to most about this camp?
This camp? Probably the competitions. Friday, we kind of work all week and we get teams and get a tournament going. It's a lot of fun to see who wins it all and see what prizes you get at the end.
Meanwhile, in Idaho Falls, the Kyle Collinsworth basketball camp was happening at Bonneville High School. Collinsworth led his high school team to 2 state championships in Utah. He was named Utah's Mr. Basketball his senior year, along with receiving other awards. Then he played 4 years at Brigham Young University, where he set records and won even more awards. In 2016, Collinsworth was picked up by the Dallas Mavericks as an undrafted free agent, and since then he's bounced back and forth from the Mavericks and their local G League team.
It's been a long road, but it's been great. It's been full of basketball, been busy, but you know, I want to change it for anything. It's been awesome.
This is the second year Collinsworth has held a camp here in Southeast Idaho. He has family in the area, and he says there's a lot of talented kids here.
There's a lot of good players out here, and I want to kind of help the state of Idaho to develop basketball and to make it, you know, bigger as far as, you know, across America.
Collinsworth says while prepping for these camps, he thinks back to when he was in grade school.
You know, for me, whenever I speak to kids or do camps, I always ask myself, what do I wish I knew at their age? And I kind of apply that mindset. You know, just little tricks of how to get open better, you know, just little things that I've learned throughout the years, you know, just little tips and then, you know, bigger tips, better shooting, how to dribble better, and drills that I do that they can do as well, and then just teaching positivity and hard work.
John Tucker, the head basketball coach at Bonneville High School, says the camp has brought a lot of kids from different schools together to learn, play, and have fun.
Well, we've actually got a lot of different kids from a lot of different schools. I mean, I've got probably 10 or 12 of my kids here. It's been awesome. We've had a great turnout. Kyle's a great guy to work with. It's been a lot of fun. I've done some learning drills, done some competitive drills. It's just been, you know, kids, I think, have learned a lot, plus they're having some fun.
I caught up with another high school student by the water fountain, Nikita Foster. He's from Rigby, and although he's a little smaller than the other players, he was playing just as hard.
So where are you from?
I'm from Rigby.
Did you come last year to this camp,
one
in Rigby?
Yeah, I went to it. It was real fun.
So how's it been today?
It's been really good. They're teaching us a lot of good stuff.
What's your favorite part about playing basketball?
Just all the teamwork and everybody plays together. It's not just like a one-man show. Everybody works together.
So what's the best thing that Kyle's kind of taught you guys today?
How to get open when you're getting pressured, just to like step over and create contact.
Throughout the summer, many different sports and clubs will hold camps and practices to keep kids active and to teach them hard work.
All right, hard work on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Hard work!
For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm David Payne.